Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tiki Barber will be on the call along with Beth Mowins for the Bengals-Browns game, 1 o'clock on CBS. And Tiki Barber joins us now. And good morning, Tiki. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good morning to you guys.
Curious to get your thoughts on this Lamar Jackson phenomenon in the Ravens. He leads the NFL in Pro Bowl votes. He sold more merchandise than anybody else on Cyber Monday. They have the best record in the NFL. What are your thoughts on the Ravens?
He's amazing. I love the little sideline mic'd ups that we get from John Harbaugh talking to him. And he's such a humble kid, but he's also got this underlying cockiness that's awesome. And it's showing in his play and his leadership on the field. And I'm sure it's the same in that locker room. But I think we've been waiting a long time for this type of player to come into the National Football League. Someone who did this in college, played the spread, offense in college, and can translate it. I think it's the perfect storm in Baltimore for him. And I'm sure you guys have talked about this many, many times. Greg Roman is the offensive coordinator who saw this a little bit with Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco and John's brother, Jim Harbaugh. So there's a perfect storm that happened for him. And most importantly, he's not in his own mind relegated to being that runner. He wants to be a pocket passer. He wants to be the guy who looks downfield, makes throws, makes plays with his arms, not just with his legs. But he has this, this extra weapon in his bag of tricks, and that's his athletic ability that he holds on to and utilizes when he needs to, and often at the perfect time. He is fun to watch, and as a guy who has him on my fantasy team, he's awesome to watch.
Now, Tiki, you're doing the Cincinnati-Cleveland game, and it just seems like Cleveland's a total mess. I mean, I've never heard of, a coach wearing the T-shirt out and all that. Your impression?
It's a learning process, right? It's interesting because at the beginning of the season, I remember Baker Mayfield saying some things. It was relative to Odell. We finally did a place where people want him. Like, we wanted him at the Giants. He just became a little bit of a headache, and the money wasn't worth it, right? And he also said, well, the Giants fans didn't show up. It's like, dude, you had less people in your stadium than we did. So what are you talking about, Baker? But I remember the thought was, God, I've never heard a quarterback, like the leader of an organization, the face of the organization, this bombastic in addressing the media. I've never heard it before, and it was unique. And maybe it's the changing nature of the position and the league itself. But I also think you get that because he's young and he's brash and he's always played with a chip on his shoulder, which served him well. The same can be said for Freddie Kitchens. He's an Alabama quarterback who obviously has had lots of success as a coach. And he feels it. Like there's this good old boy. I'm a football coach. We know he's a good guy, but he's learning how to be the CEO, and it's on the job learning. And you think you can get away with things, and people aren't going to notice, but that's not the case. Not in today's society. Not in 2019, where literally everything you do is popped up on social media immediately, and then Twitter, as we all know, is undefeated. Is going to take it and run with it. And so that's what's happening. They're trying to figure out, how to be leaders in this modern sports world, and it just looks bad. Interestingly, though, the game isn't as bad as it seems. The record is obviously an underperforming one, given the expectation. But they're doing some good things. They have the leading rusher in the National Football League. They're one of the top teams in the NFL in tackles for loss, and they're in the top 10 in sacks. So they're doing good things. It's just getting overshadowed by the nonsense that we like to talk about.
Tiki, the odds that Freddie Kitchens is there next year?
I think it's more towards 80% than the
really?
Other way.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do. Because the team is, they're young, right? Everybody on that team is I think the average age is 24, 25 years old. And so they get, it's a process to grow and to learn how to play together. Odell and Jarvis Landry on the same team again with Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb. All those guys are under 24 years old. And so you think about the talent there and the lack of a winning culture that has to be developed to just, if John Dorsey and the Haslams are just like, you know, pulling the trigger and starting over and over and over again, they'll never get anywhere. Yet you have to go forward at least another year with Freddie Kitchens.
Talking to Tiki Barber here on Vinny and Haney, Ken Wyman sitting in. Tiki, the NFC seems loaded. You've got the Niners and Seahawks, the Saints, the Packers, the Vikings. Let's forget about the NFC East for the moment. But who do you think?
Yeah, please.
Who do you think the best team in the NFC is right now?
Well, I mean, I would say the Saints, but that loss a couple of weeks ago, and I'm forgetting who they lost. Oh, to the Falcons. It's baffling to me because it's not like that was Drew Brees' first game back. That was Drew Brees' second game back, and they laid an egg. But I'm going to say it's the Saints. They haven't even got really, you know, going yet offensively. Alvin Kamara has had a couple of, you know, good but average games for him as of late. And defensively, they're top 10 again. So I think the Saints are probably the best team. They have the experience, and it feels like, you know, those last 2 years of just abject, you know, heart-wrenching disappointment and how they missed out on getting to the Super Bowl has built up in them. So I'm going to go with the Saints, but, God, it is top-heavy. You're right.
Tiki, how bad are things in New York because both teams suck?
Yeah, bad. It's a hard product to watch. So I was on the road last weekend. 2 weekends ago, I took my son out to Notre Dame for an unofficial visit, and then on the way back,
I'm sure he loved it.
It was unbelievable out there, and I was surprised because he's a Northeast kid, and obviously being around the city, we're driving into South Bend from Chicago. I'm like, there's nothing here; it's just cornfields. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's just going to be the only thing up there. But he actually loved it. We went to the Chicago Bears game against the New York Giants, and watching that game was painful. Right? It was hard. Right? Offensively, it felt stagnant. Defensively, it's like, where's the talent? And even the Jets aren't in that same boat because I think they actually have more talent. It's as crazy as that is. They're not playing well week in and week out. There's a lack of consistency. So New York is tough right now. I think there's hope because there's young quarterbacks and some skill position players. But, God, we feel like we're a long way away.
Tiki, before I let you go, I've never had the opportunity to talk to you before. We're in Baltimore. One of the most impressive things I've ever seen was Ray Lewis tackling you from behind on a sweep play in the Super Bowl.
That's right. Why you got to bring that up?
Well, because I'm curious. I'm curious to get the thoughts of the person who got tackled there. And yeah. I guess was it at that point that you guys knew you were in for a long day?
That was the end. So it wasn't a sweep. It was a play that it looked like a sweep. It was a stretch run. It was I forget what the name of the play was, but it was a stretch run to the outside. And the play design is simple. You have a combo block interiorly with your center and guard, who then has to get one of them gets up to the middle linebacker, which is Ray Lewis. And all you got to do is like knock him off his path and get a hand on him. And the play always creases to the corner. But the Baltimore Ravens had one of the greatest schemes in the history of football because Tony Siragusa and Sam Adams were 700 pounds collectively. And so that guard combo combination, not only could they not move them, they couldn't, even if they just tried to slip through, they couldn't because there's just too much size. And so as a result, Ray Lewis had sideline to sideline access all year, right? And so we run this play, the stretch 37. I have a broken left forearm in this game, so I have to carry the ball in my right hand, which is my inside arm. Ball's supposed to be in your outside arm. I have to carry it in my inside arm. We're running this play. I see the crease. I'm like, dude, this is the play. We're going to get there. As I get ready to get into the hole, I see Ray coming, like flying. And I'm like, man, I could stiff arm him, but I can't because I have the ball in that hand. You know what I mean? Because my other forearm was broken. And I just tried to like dip under him. He drilled me so hard. This was back before the concussion protocols. I was seeing stars, man. And I got up, said, if that play didn't work, it's going to be a long day. Obviously, it was.
Well, Tiki, sorry to bring off the bad memory, but that's a great story. Tiki will be on the call with Beth Mowins this Sunday for Bengals Browns at 1 p.m. on CBS. Tiki Barber, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
Yep. Appreciate it. By the way, catch all the action this Sunday, starting with that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by the NFL Today on CBS at noon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.